What do you think are the biggest issues facing the county's judicial system, and how it relates, those issues relate to the state's attorney's office?
The violent crime. I've said this many times, violent crime is destroying this community, and that is the biggest problem, the biggest challenge, and why Rockford is ranked where it's ranked. It's the city is deteriorating, and so goes the county with it, because of the incredible violent crime problem. Rockford is number one in the state of Illinois in violent crime per capita. That has an effect on business. It has effect on our way of life, of course, in general. It has effect on our property values. It has effect on our personal safety. And it is why this election is one of the most important elections in our lifetime at the front to this point.
If you are elected state's attorney, what would you do toward addressing violent crime?
Well, what I do in that role is get experienced prosecutors in there with experience in trying cases. And we would train existing prosecutors. We evaluate all the existing prosecutors and see what their level of experience is, what their abilities are in trying cases. And we would train them. We train them how to make sure cases get to trial quickly. We train them how to dispose of cases appropriately. We train them so that they understand when someone is on felony probation, they don't go back on probation. They go to prison when they're on their second felony conviction. We would train them in all those aspects on how to read a file so that when you crack open that file and you see that someone has five previous felony convictions, you quickly evaluate the case with the understanding that he has to go to prison for the maximum sentence and he has to go to trial as quickly and efficiently as possible, so we don't fill up the jail with individuals that are waiting for trial for 3, 4, and 5 years. We expeditiously make sure that the public defender understands, and I think they do understand when they're told up front, look, this is the way it's going to work with this client of yours. He has a horrible history. We both know he's got to go to prison. If he doesn't want to go for, on an open plea or go for a long period of time, then let's just set the matter for a trial so we can get the case disposed of. So these are all things that I would do, and these are things that I've done for 21 years as a prosecutor. So this is nothing new to me. This isn't a situation where I have to learn how to try cases because I've only tried two in my lifetime. I've tried over 130 cases, most of those being serious, many of those being first-degree murder jury trials. So we tackle the problem by myself evaluating the 50 or so pending murder cases, working diligently on those murder cases to make sure that they get disposed of, and then solving and helping the police solve all the uncharged murder cases, which is really the huge chunk making this a violent crime problem, the 29 uncharged homicides in the city of Rockford. We'd work on that. We know that some of those are already solved, so we get those cases charged, get those people through the system, and hopefully, God willing, get them convicted, but at least get them taken care of. And then we'd work on the other uncharged ones with the police and see if we can get those cases charged. So it's a huge task to tackle this violent crime problem, but I've done it before, and I can do it again.
And kind of following up on that then, what is it in your background, your work history, your personality, whatever, that makes you the best candidate in this race?
Well, my work ethic, and I think that everybody who knows me knows that. I mean, that's why the police have endorsed me. One of the many reasons why the police have endorsed me, I've been endorsed by the Loves Park Police Benevolent Association, the Winnebago County Sheriff's Deputies, the Rockford Police Benevolent and Protective Association, Unit 6. These associations represent over 650 active and retired police officers and deputies in Loves Park, Winnebago, County of Winnebago, and the City of Rockford. They know of my work ethic. They know that I work, if I have to, 80 to 100 hours a week on prosecuting criminals, not on press releases, not on flying the night plans. They know I'm in the courtroom trying the criminals. I did it for 21 years. I'll do it again. I'm a career prosecutor. a prosecutor who knows how to prosecute the individual criminals, as I did for 21 years.
Recap your work history then for me.
Sure. In 1987, I started with Winnebago County State's Attorney's Office as an assistant state's attorney. I did misdemeanors for a few months, misdemeanors in traffic, and then I went into juvenile. I did juvenile court for approximately 9 months, and then started trying murder cases after that, after being in office for about a year. Concentrated mainly on violent crimes from about 88, 89 all the way to the year 2000. In 2000, I was elected state's attorney in Joe Davis County, and I was state's attorney in Joe Davis County from 2000 to 2004. Came back here to Rockford in 2004 as an assistant state's attorney, again doing mainly the violent crimes from 2004 to 2006. And then in 2006, I became the first assistant state's attorney in Boone County under the state's attorney. And then I've been in private practice since 2009 till the present, doing here we do civil litigation, insurance defense work, and we do some personal injury. And I do some custody cases and some divorce cases and some criminal defense work, not a whole lot.
How active should the state's attorney be in prosecuting cases? Limited to the high-profile cases or an active role in all cases?
As active as humanly possible. If it means extending your hours, as I said, to 100 hours a week, that's what it means. You know, and you do what has to be done. As I said, when you have 50 pending murder cases and you have 29 uncharged cases, the state's attorney needs to be the one with the most experience in the office so that he can lead through this muck and mire of horrendous, horrible violent crimes. And so your state's attorney has to be a leader in that regard. And someone who has tried, as I have, over 40 first-degree murder jury trials, not someone who's going to sit in on trials with three and four other lawyers, having other more experienced lawyers train him. Your state's attorney has to be the leader, has to be the one that knows how to try those cases, how to train others, how to take those cases and assign those cases so that the state's attorney has as many cases as he can handle and then can delegate to other experienced attorneys. And you have to know how to hire other experienced attorneys. You know, it's a very simple concept. You can't have somebody managing the Chicago Cubs or the Chicago White Sox or the New York Yankees who doesn't know how to hold a mitt, doesn't know how to throw a baseball, and doesn't know how to swing a bat. All the administrative aspects of that office flow from being an experienced prosecutor, and we see that, and we see what happens and how that office gets mismanaged by individuals that have no prosecution experience, and consequently people that are on their sixth felony get 2 days in jail instead of 10 years in prison. And that's exactly what we're seeing in the present state's attorney's office and why we need someone who has the extensive prosecution experience and handling as many cases as you can.
And just to hit on a couple of issues that have been big in Winnebago County, concealed carry. Do you have a stance on that?
Yes, I'm for concealed carry. I am against registration, and that is the difference between myself and my opponent in this. He has stated in a radio program that in fact he is for registration. I am not. Registration is it's just imposing more fees. Imposing more onerous government restrictions. That should not exist and that are antithetical to the Second Amendment.
There have been some high-profile cases involving police shootings over the years, and there have been some changes made, including an integrity task force. How would you deal with those sorts of cases within the state's attorney's office?
Well, I think the integrity task force it appears to be at this point, has its place. I'd certainly want to I'd certainly want to work with them in getting these matters done, expedited as quickly as possible. One of the problems that happens is the Integrity Task Force does their job and gets the case fully investigated, and then the state's attorney's office takes an additional 2 to 3 months to get the case to the grand jury. So obviously I would make sure that I'm communicating with the Integrity Task Force, making sure that they're getting what they need from me, so if they need anything, and then making sure that they can get their job done as quickly as possible so that I can get it to the grand jury right away, not 2 months, 3 months after they've come to a conclusion. So I would just work with them and make sure we get things done as quickly as possible.
What are your feelings about cameras in the courts? That's something that is being, test-based, thanks to the Illinois Supreme Court.
You know, it's experimental, and we kind of have to watch and see how it works. That's the whole thing. It's all an agreement with this, or it goes with the Supreme Court, and it's understood that we're a pilot case. So it's all new ground, and we know a little bit about it from what we've seen so far, and I think everybody is, Supreme Court included, is in our circuit. We're just kind of looking at it and saying, okay, let's see how it works and let's evaluate it and then make a decision afterwards. So I'm following along in that and just saying, yeah, okay, it's fine. There's no problems with testing the waters. But then we'll all see, after we test the waters for that period of time, we'll all see if this is a positive or negative or neutral thing or something that we're going to want to continue with or something that we're going to not continue with. So I think it's pretty much understood. It's kind of a wait-and-see thing. But so far, from what I can see, there haven't been any major disasters from, having the cameras in there. But we'll just have to see how it goes.
Are there any tools that you think could make this office run better that it doesn't have at this point?
You know, I think one of the most important things would be have a full-fledged felony review system. And that's a system that we had in place when I was a prosecutor from 88 to 2000. And that's a system where your felony assistants and other assistants also, basically all your assistants, are on call. And it's a way of weeding out cases. It's a way of communicating with the police. It's a way of making sure the police and yourself are on the same page. Part of the problem currently is the review process takes such a long time. I brought up many examples of it. One of the most egregious examples was a situation where a juvenile had confessed to murder. They called the state's attorney's office. The state's attorney's office said they didn't have time to review the confession, and they told the police to cut this individual loose. And the individual fled and still at this point has never been found. So the problem with the current administration is cutting killers loose and because they don't have time to review. So with all of your felony assistants on call, this kind of thing never happens. The police call, you have someone to immediately review. And, of course, you're going to have, prosecutors with enough experience to understand that when an individual has confessed to a murder, you lodge them and charge them with murder. You do not let them go. And so I think that's a huge difference between myself and the present administration, and I think that's something that is a huge tool in making sure that people who confess to murder aren't let go, and it's also helps to facilitate the charging process so that cases are charged or not charged in an expeditious manner and in an efficient manner.
So I don't get to vote in this race, but say I was, why should I vote for you?
Let's just say you are, of course, in Winnebago County. You have to ask yourself, do you feel safer in 4 years later? And I don't think there's anybody in this county that will, with a straight face, tell you, yes, I feel safer. Nobody feels safer in this community. Everybody feels unsafe because of the incredibly serious violent crime problem. So what you want as a voter, in my opinion, is somebody who's – you want to vote for the individual that is going to strive to make you feel safer. And do you feel safer with somebody who is telling the police, let this guy go, even though he's confessed to murder because I don't have time? Do you feel safer with somebody who is managing an office, mismanaging an office to the extent that someone is on their sixth felony and they get 2 days in jail and probation so they can go out and commit a home invasion and a rape while they're on probation for the sixth for their sixth felony conviction? Do you feel safe from a state's attorney's office that has an individual who's on their fourth, who's given their fourth probation for domestic battery, so they can take that opportunity to go out and stab someone to death? So they have to understand who is going to make them safer. For 21 years as a career prosecutor, I made this community safer by going in and prosecuting these cases, working with the police to make sure murders were charged immediately, if at all possible, making sure, working round the clock with the police, somebody who's dedicated and devoted to fighting crime and has that experience of over 130 jury trials, not someone who is a politician. You know, we are in drastic times in this county. We have no use for somebody who is someone who is simply in there for political and for politics and was not a prosecutor. We need someone in that office that is a prosecutor, someone who is experienced at prosecuting criminals. I have 21 years of that experience. My experience far exceeds that of my opponent. And that's what makes me the most effective manager and administrator for that office, because I can administrate from a position of understanding how each individual case needs to be prosecuted, which criminals are the bad guys and need to go for a long time, which criminals are not the bad guys, which criminals should never, ever, ever be charged with a crime, i.e. that poor teacher yesterday that had to go through 4 days of trial, who was completely 100% factually innocent. And people have to understand, too, that when I'm in the state's attorney's office, when I am the prosecutor, if I'm so fortunate to be elected, I will never, ever charge a teacher with a crime for attempting to instill discipline on unruly students. So it swings both ways, from knowing which people to prosecute and knowing to never, ever waste taxpayer time, money, resources on someone who should never, ever be in the courtroom charged with a crime. Because I also know from my extensive experience who should be charged and who should not be charged. And we witnessed a horrific example of that when this poor teacher was charged for trying to discipline a student who had basically attacked the teacher and had threatened several teachers beforehand. This is the kind of thing that never happened under my watch, would never happen under my watch if I'm fortunate enough to be state's attorney.
Thank you very much, Mr. Weimer.